Amen. 奉主耶稣基督的圣名继续我们的课程。
In the name of Jesus, let's continue our classes.
那如果要解决这个问题，要怎么来解决它呢？
So how do we resolve this problem or this issue?
从这个祷告里面，我们可以看得出来。
From this prayer, we can see.
要亲嘴。
That God must kiss us with His lips.
这个亲嘴到底是什么意思？
And what does kisses mean?
我们可以来看一节圣经节。
Let's look at another verse.
我要请看民数记。
Let's look at Numbers.
民数记的12章。
Numbers 12.
其实人的感情的发展非常的奇妙。
So sometimes it is very interesting how a relationship begins.
我总觉得这个夫妻很奇怪。
And sometimes I find that husband and wives are very strange.
两个人完全不认识。
That two people who are totally strangers.
根本就不认识。
They are total strangers.
但是到最后去相厮守一生了。
Yet in the end, they can be with each other for the rest of their lives.
这个感情到底是怎么发展来的？
And how did this relationship begin?
所以从人能够成为夫妻，我们对人的感情要有相当的信心。
And so therefore, from the fact that men can establish a long-term husband and wife relationship, we must have faith in this.
其实你如果愿意去经营的话，你一定能够跟人相处得很好。
And as long as you are willing to manage your relationship, you'll be able to have good social relations with people.
也其实这个人跟人之间的感情才能够真正的让我们在世上觉得有它的意义。
So that man and man's relationship can have its true meaning in its existence.
要不然你只不过是在世上做一个孤独的人而已了。
If not in this world, you're just a very lonely person.
我们看以前，当然你们这边可能不流行，以前那个叫做什么？ 介绍人，介绍婚姻,
and I think that nowadays it's not in trend anymore, but in the past, there is such a thing as a matchmaker.
你们不晓得什么叫做介绍婚姻的, 我告诉你们是什么样的情形。
You perhaps are not aware of what the matchmaker do, but I'll let you understand.
教会有个长辈有一天在告诉你说, 某某人啊, 什么人介绍给你可以吗?
That one day a certain elder person of the church come and tell you, I'd like to introduce you to so-and-so.
你说好了好了，看看了,
And you say, okay, I can take a look.
然后两个就约在, 什么人的家, 或是在咖啡馆见面。
在哪里?
我不晓得, 我没有经验过。 可能在一个人的家吧, 或是咖啡馆。
Oh, I see. Oh, so sometimes they'll be arranged to meet at someone's house, or perhaps at a coffee house.
第一次见面的时候大家都很尴尬。
And first time when they meet each other, they are very embarrassed.
我家有一个人是这样子结婚的。And
there's a family member there's a member in my family who's married in this way.
我的姐姐,
my sister.
她是婚姻介绍的。
That she's matchmate.
我记得我那时候好像是高中。
I remember at that time I was in senior high.
当我姐夫第一次来看她的时候, 第一次相亲了。
When my brother-in-law came to meet her the first time.
我想她听到录音带可能会很生气，没有关系。
I think if she hear the recording, she'll be very angry, but I think it's okay.
我就躲在旁边躲着偷看。And
so I was on the side taking a peep.
我姐夫坐得很端正。And
my brother-in-law was sitting up very straight in posture.
那时候第一次见面还不认识。And
the first time they met, they still don't know each other.
那我姐姐呢就一直看他的脚。And
so my sister kept looking at his feet and with her head down.
所以我得到一个结论，将来相亲皮鞋要擦干净一点。So
so I came up with a conclusion. Next time when it's my turn to be matched me, I better polish my shoes.
因为对他可能都是看你的脚跟鞋子而已。
Because the other girl will be looking and staring at your feet.
好，再来就不是他们的故事了。
Then next, that is their story.
所以刚开始大家都很陌生。
So at first, they are both very strange to each other.
然后就分手了。
Then
分开了。
Then they go on their own way.
那介绍人就说怎么样啊，好吗？
Then the matchmaker will say, what do you think? Do you have a good impression?
当然说，祷告看看，如果祷告看看，他们都是可以的。
And then if you say that, I'll pray and think about it. But if you say it that way, it usually says, it means that it's okay.
祷告看看，那就祷告咯。
So since they need to pray and think about it, so we pray.
当然要交换地址。
Of course, that's exchange of address.
所以我那时候每天收到一封限时专送的信，家里面都有一封限时专送，而且台湾有个限时专送。
And so every day I will receive
this
express mail every day.
每天都有货，我觉得这个姐夫实在是厉害。
And every day there's express mail, so I think that this brother-in-law is really very persistent.
再来就跟他们没有关系了。
Then next, there's nothing to do with him.
好了，现在我们假设哈，当你哎有这个地址，这个人你又很喜欢哈。
And so for example, now you have the address and you like this person.
你就看着电话号码想了很久哈。
So you look at the telephone number and you think for a long time.
在房间绕了两圈。
And then you take a turn around in your room.
要来打电话哈。
Because you're going to make a call.
电话拿起来。
You pick up the phone.
要放下去。
Put down the phone.
要讲什么？
What should I say?
先写一写好。
I think I should write a draft.
啊，拿起来。
Like pick up the phone.
通常是这样啦。
Usually that's how it happens.
哎呀，昨天晚上我听了一个很好的道理。
昨天晚上听到。
听了一个很好的道理啦。
Oh, because last night I heard a very good sermon.
其实刚开始是讲一些啊教会的什么事情的，好像很主流的样子。
Because right in the beginning you talk about church matters, it seems like you're so spiritual.
这样挂断。
And then you put down the phone.
大家写信。
Then comes writing the letter.
逐渐的感情发生了。
And then, slowly over time, relationship happens.
这个很奇怪哦。
This is very strange.
人有时候没有见面会发生感情哦。
Sometimes when you don't even meet with a person, it's a total stranger, and yet you can establish a relationship.
你不信，你去找一个人写 email 看看。
If you don't believe, just start writing an email with a stranger.
你没有见过他，但是你会爱他比耶稣还要深哦。
You have never met this person, but yet you love him more than Jesus.
我不会骗你的。
And I won't lie to you. This is true.
他叫你走你就走了。
Because if he asks you to go, he will go.
你根本就不认识他这个人。
Because you don't know this stranger.
所以这也很奇怪。
So this is also very strange.
好了，再来这个介绍，就说哎，怎么样，要不要再见面呢？哈。
And then this matchmaker asks you again. So what do you think? Do you want to see each other again?
那他们两个再见面呢
？So they start to see each other again.
大家都决定说要交往，哈。
And so they make a point and a decision that they should continue to see each other.
当他们说决定交往的时候
，When they decided to date each other，
这话是讲得很客气的。
That it sounds that is very proper.
他的意思就是说你这介绍人滚啊。
It means that matchmaker, you've done your job, you can leave.
你不要再来关我们的事情了。
That you do not have your part and say anymore.
你这介绍人不要还糊里糊涂说哎呀怎么样啊要不要我帮忙啊。
And then if you as a matchmaker, don't just hang around and try to help.
好，那两个就私自通信了。
And so the two person will go on their own and write letters to each other or call each other.
当然有很多话讲啊。
Of course, there's a lot of things to say.
但是一两句话讲不出来。
Huh?
一两句讲不出来。
But there's some sayings that they cannot say.
这两句其实是你讲话的主题。
But in fact, that few statement is the main theme.
但是就是讲不出来。
But yet you cannot say it.
就写信就暗示啊。
And then you write letters to hint.
啊，讲话也是一样。
And in saying is also the same.
那句话是什么
？And what is that word?
就是我爱你。
It means that the word that you wanted to say to the other person means I love you.
但是有时候会写一写的哈。
Sometimes you will write it out.
写了以后觉得还不够。
But after you write it out, you feel it's not enough.
打电话你有没有收到我的信呢
？And then you call. Did you receive my letter?
有。
Oh yes.
太不好意思说有没有看到那一句哈。
And then, but yeah, you are too embarrassed to say whether you have seen that statement that I wrote.
但有一天你可能会鼓起勇气告诉他了，在电话里面。
Maybe one day you pluck out your courage and tell the person over the phone.
那别人都看得出来了。
Because everyone can around you can.
别人就会告诉你说啊，那个弟兄是很爱你的啦。
And then people will tell you that brother love you a lot.
你也知道了。
And you also know it.
他说哎呀，你别乱说了。
And then you say, don't say it.
其实你心知肚明了。
But you know it in your heart.
好了，那这地方鼓起勇气了。
And so that brother finally pluck up his courage.
好，他就要有一天要找这个姐妹好好的谈一下。
Okay, I have one day I must come and talk to this sister.
其实他信已经跟他讲过了。
But in fact, he already told her.
他的朋友都跟这个姐妹讲过了。
Then all the friends also told this sister.
就是这个弟兄很爱他。
That this brother really loved her.
但那天那弟兄决定要告诉他。
But one day this brother decided to tell her himself.
而且要面对面。
And to say in person.
然后就约到咖啡馆。
And so they come to the coffee house.
当然比较有气氛的。
Of course, one that is very romantic.
点个蜡烛哈。
And then with a candle.
那咖啡比较浓的。
And the coffee is also very strong.
那两个讲啊哈。
And so they talk and chat.
其实那时候讲都没有内容了。
And in fact, at that point in time, the conversation has no content anymore.
因为弟兄只想说什么时候讲这句话。
Because all the time, the brother is thinking when should I say this statement.
因为他要求婚了。
Because he wants to propose.
好，差不多了。
And he feels that the time is right.
他深深的吸了一口气。
So he took a deep breath.
啊，我有句话告诉你。
Oh, I have something to tell you.
姐妹紧张了，什么话
？The sister was very nervous. What are you going to say?
头低下来了。
And the head will bow down.
你说啊。
You just say it.
就等了半天，弟兄都不讲话。
And then waited for so long, and yet the brother didn't say anything.
又叹了一口气。
Then she sighed.
好，我一定要说。
Then okay, I have to say it.
我爱你。
That I love you. The brother was too shy to lift up his head.
一直看着咖啡。
And keep staring at the coffee.
诶，怎么姐妹都没有反应呢？
How come the sister has no response?
跑去哪里了？
Where is the sister?
抬头一看。
And then and lift up his head and look.
姐妹不见了。
Where's the sister? She's gone.
跑去哪里？
Where's the sister?
晕倒在地。
The sister has already fainted on the floor.
其实这句话他早就知道了。
In fact, she already knew this statement.
但是面对面讲话的时候不一样。
But it's different when you say the person to the person face to face.
其实很奇怪哦。
And it's very strange.
很多事情你是知道的。
There are many things that you know.
但是人面对面告诉你那种感动完全不同。
But when the person say it to you face to face, that kind of movement is very different.
所以你看我们人有一个很奇怪的一个特性。
So you find that man has a very interesting characteristic.
我们虽然是通讯这么的发达。
That even though communication is so advanced.
你有很多事你还要跑去在他面前讲一次。
And there are so many things that still you need to resolve it face to face.
尤其你很感动的事情。
Especially things that touch you very deeply.
爱他的一种感情
，or the fact that you love that person very much，
你很想当面告诉他
，that you want to tell the person in face to face，
因为这当面的讲会有很深的感动
，because what is mentioned face to face will give you a very deep movement in heart。
我们在道理上也是一样
，and in fact in our study of the truth it is the same。
我们看民数记的十二章哈
，and let's look at Numbers chapter 12。
民数记十二章
，Numbers 12。
这里说摩西娶了一个古实的女子。
And here it says that Moses took a woman in marriage, an Ethiopian woman that he married.
我们不要以为她是外邦人哦。
Don't think that this Ethiopian woman is a Gentile.
摩西不可能娶外邦人的哦。
Because it's impossible that Moses would marry a Gentile.
因为摩西住的那地方别人不能去的。
Because the place that where Moses is living, no one can go there.
他们在旷野的时候啊。
Because when they are living in the wilderness.
以色列十二个支派呢，在外面啊。
That the 12 tribes of Israel are on the outside.
这有十二个支派啊。
There are 12 tribes of Israel.
中间呢有个会幕。
That in the right in the center is the tabernacle.
这里是圣地啊。
And this is a sacred ground.
别人不能过来的。
That no one can come over.
过来杀死的。
And when they come over, they will be killed.
摩西就住在门口。
And Moses, he stayed right at the door of the tabernacle.
结果弄了半天一个古实女子跑去那边跟他结婚。
And then after some time, you find that he married this Ethiopian woman.
这啊，摩西娶外邦人其实根本没有关系的哈。
And then in fact, he is not married to this Gentile woman.
这是摩西这个古实很贤惠的，摩西有个很贤惠的妻子哈。
And this Ethiopian woman is a very good lady.
不是 Ethiopian woman 哦，是这个字哈，古实这个字哈，就是一个很贤惠的啊。
And in fact, this word Ethiopian, it means that she is a very virtuous woman.
摩西有一个太太非常的贤惠。
That Moses had a wife who was very virtuous.
那米利亚因为他所娶的这个太太呢，就跟他讲一些比较严重的话。
And Miriam, because Moses married this woman, and therefore she spoke harshly against her.
他没有毁谤她哈。
She did not go did not slander.
我们翻成毁谤是错的，不是毁谤哈。
She did not criticize or slander against her.
而是讲话比较重哈。
But it means that her statement was harsh.
他怎么跟他说呢
？How did Miriam spoke against Moses?
说难道神只单与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗
？That has the Lord only spoke personally to Moses and not to us?
所以你想想看，为什么他会讲这种话
？So if you think about it, why did she make this statement?
如果他娶外邦人，他讲这个话做什么
？And if Moses were to marry a Gentile woman, why would she say it in this way?
摩西有个太太。
Because Moses already has a wife.
他姐姐跟他哥哥看不过去。
And this Miriam and the brother, they could not stand it.
就去跟摩西讲。
And went to tell Moses.
说神不单跟你说，也跟我们说话的。
That has the Lord not just spoke to you, but also through us.
为什么
？Why?
因为你要知道说，当时神要讲话，你要自洁。你要洁净了。
Because you must understand this fact that at that point, in those days, when God needs to speak to a person, that person must sanctify himself.
你要去见神，你要自洁自己。
Because before you go to see God, you must cleanse yourself completely.
所以摩西都没有回家。
So therefore, Moses never go home.
所以他姐姐哥哥们看不过去了。
And so therefore, the sister and the brother, they could stand it no longer.
说你回去吧。
That you need to go back.
神也跟我们说话的。
Because God will also speak to us.
神不只跟你说话而已。
God do not just speak to you alone.
你不要每天坐在这边等啊。
Don't just come and stay and wait for God here all the time. Go home.
结果圣经怎么说呢？
And what did the Bible say?
摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
That Moses was very humble more than all men in the earth.
这是过去了哈。
That was in the past.
你知道现在我们这个时候, 2002年呢,
Do you know that right now in the present 2002?
2002年正式教会传道人哪个最谦卑你们知道吗?
And right now in the year 2002, which is the most humble preacher, do you know?
你们知道吗?
Do you know?
不认识。
You don't know?
都不知道。
You don't know who the preacher is?
就坐在你们前面那个。
It's the one who's sitting right in front of you.
你们听着感觉怎么样? 说这个传道有点奇怪哦。So
if you were to think about this, well, how would you feel? Don't you think this preacher is very strange?
其实摩西很奇怪。So
in the same way, Moses was very strange.
摩西五经他写的呢。
And Moses wrote this first five books of Moses.
他说摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上众人。
And he wrote this himself in his own book that Moses is the most humble man of all the earth.
这是有够谦卑。
So you think he's really humble indeed?
这个也不是这个样子。
So it's not in this way.
谦卑是害羞。
And here, this humble means that he's very shy.
你看那谦卑的有时候是害羞的，内向的， huh?
So if you look at the person who's humble, it means that over here it means that he's shy. 你看神, someone who is introvert.
神要叫摩西在以色列百姓，他一直不要。
Because我什么都不会，
huh?
Because God asked Moses to go and lead the Israelites, but he says that no, I don't, because I don't know anything.
所以神摩西他很害羞，他不晓得怎么回答这个问题。
So therefore, Moses, he was very shy. He did not know how to answer to this statement.
这不是我能够决定的。
Because it's not something that I can resolve.
神要找我，我也没办法。
If God wants to speak to me, it's not like I can choose it.
你要怎么回去啊？
How can you ask me to go home?
所以他不晓得怎么去回答这个问题。
So he does not know how to reply it.
所以神就来替他回答了。
So God came and answered for him.
神就出现了。
So suddenly God appeared and asked all three of them to come to him.
小朋友，你们听的如果跟你们上课讲的不一样的话，没有关系哈。
So for the students here, if you think that this is different from your RE, it's okay.
RE的你们听那个比较好。
And so for the RE teachers, you need to listen to this.
那如果RE老师讲我这种的也可以哈。 如果RE的老师讲的跟我这个一样的也可以，我那是比较正确，比较合乎原文。
If the RE teachers give the same explanation as me, then it's good because what I'm saying is more accurate according to the original scriptures.
我这么相信哈。那神就叫他们出来。
So God told them to come out.
你看这里有一个很大的区别哈。
So if you see here, there's a clear distinction.
在第二节。
In verse 2.
米利安亚伦讲的是对的。
And what they have mentioned is correct.
神不单跟你说，也跟我们说话。
Because has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses and not through us?
所以你就回去吧。
So go home.
回去照顾你的家庭吧。
Go home and take care of your family.
神有什么事情，他会告诉我们的。
Because if God has anything to do, He will come and speak to us.
但是神怎么说呢？
But what did God say?
第六节。
Verse 6.
神说。
God said.
你们且听我的话。
Hear now my words.
你们中间若有先知，我神必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。
If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision and speak to him in a dream.
我的仆人摩西不是这样。
Not so with my servant Moses.
他是在我全家敬重的。
He is faithful in all my house.
我要与他面对面说话。
I speak with him face to face.
Mouth to mouth, 嘴巴对嘴巴, 哦。
Mouth to mouth.
我要跟他面对面说话。
I will speak to him face to face.
Mouth to mouth.
I will speak to him mouth to mouth.
乃是明说不用谜语。
Even plainly and not in dark saying.
并且他必见我的形象。
And he sees the form of the Lord.
所以你们怎么可以这样来回谤我的摩西？
So how can you not be afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
这告诉我们什么？
What did this tell us?
我们听福音是没有错，在传达一个信息。
It's true that when we hear a gospel or a message, it is being presented.
就像神在跟亚伦讲的话，跟摩西讲的话是一模一样的。
And just like when God spoke to Aaron or to Moses, it is the same.
但是他们这两个可以不用预备。
But those two need not to prepare themselves.
因为他们晚上做梦就看到了。
Because they see God in a dream at night.
他在异象中向他显现，在梦中跟他说话。
And because God came to speak to him in a vision and in a dream.
所以信息是传到了。
So therefore the message is being reached.
但是摩西不是。
But Moses is not so.
同样的信息。
The same message.
我要跟摩西是嘴巴对嘴巴讲话。
I speak with Moses mouth to mouth.
是一种亲嘴的。
It is a kiss.
是一种完全面对面的。
And it is face to face.
这不是别人传达的。
It's not someone that is a messenger.
其实我们今天的信仰是别人告诉我们的。
In fact, today, our truth lies on a messenger.
所以我们很多人喜欢听见证。
So all of us like to listen to testimonies.
其实见证听多了反而不好。
But in fact, it's not too good to listen to too much.
因为你会听到最后，你觉得说神最不爱的就是你。
Because in the end, you feel that the one that God does not love is you.
其实这个很危险的。
In fact, it can be very dangerous.
包括我当传道也很危险的。
And in fact, it also applies to me as a preacher.
我觉得我这个传道的这个位置哈，不是很好。
Because I feel that as a preacher, this is not a very good position.
其实你看一个好的老师。
Because if you look at a good teacher.
一个好老师，他带学生不会带一辈子的。
Because a good teacher will not lead the student forever in her life.
他如果带学生带一辈子，我想这个学生不会感激他的。
Because if she were to lead the student all her life, then the student would not thank her for it.
他应该带到一个阶段之后，这个学生会不断的超过他。
Because she should bring the student to a point where the student will surpass over her.
他介绍他这个学科物理，比如说。
For example, this teacher may introduce the subject of physics to this student.
这个学生从不懂到懂，因为这个老师教他。
And because of this teacher, from a state of unknown to knowledge, is because of the help of this teacher.
但是这个老师真正的成功在哪里？
But where is the true success of this teacher?
就是到最后是这个学生看物理比这个老师还要清楚。
That in the end, this student can see physics much better than her.
他自己会去触摸到这个物理。
Because this student can touch the subject of physics himself.
这才是真正的成功。
Then that is true success.
但是我们今天不是呢。
But today this is not true.
今天这个教会如果没有传道人讲道，好像是这个教会就没办法活动了。
That today if there's no preacher giving sermon on the pulpit, it seems like this church is gone.
我总觉得说，好像是我在带一个孩子找妈妈一样。
I feel like as if I'm bringing a child to see the mother.
带了一辈子都是在找妈妈。
And I brought the child to look for the mother all his life andForever, I'm bringing him to see his mother.
从来没有找到他的妈妈。
And he can never find his mother.
没有说我很爱这个孩子。
It's true that I really love this child.
但是他妈妈总是觉得说你这个人带怎么带的时候都没有将我的儿子带过来。
But the mother feels that no matter how you are bringing up this child, you never bring the child to me.
所以我们今天一个很大的困难在哪里？
So where is the most difficult, where is the greatest difficulty today?
我们没有跟神亲嘴过。
We have never kissed God on the lips.
什么东西都是别人告诉我们的。
Because everything is told to you by someone else.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
他为你舍命。
He died for you.
你看他十字架上那么的痛苦。
See how painful he is on the cross.
这些你都知道了。
You know all this in theory.
就像那两个恋人一样。
Just like two lovers.
朋友跟他讲说那个很爱你那个很爱你你知道他很爱我没有错他很爱我
And just like people telling one of the lovers, you know that person really loves you a lot, then they say, I know, I know.
但是等到那个人面对面告诉你的时候
But however, when the person tell you face to face
你一辈子忘不了
You will never forget it the whole of your life
那个时刻可能成为你在整个婚姻生活当中一个很重要的时刻
Because that moment can become the most critical moment in your marriage life
在你任何低潮的时候困难的时候
In the lowest point of your life
可能那刚起初的那一刻成为你力量的泉源
Perhaps that moment of the first love will be the source of strength that will tie you through the lowest times in future
因为这是你亲自体验过的
Because it's something that you personally experienced
你亲耳听过的
Something that you hear with your own ears
没有任何人能够夺取它
No one can take this experience away from you
如果你的信息是别人告诉你
If your faith lies on some messengers
稍微有些波动你就会怀疑的是真的吗有没有听错
And then if there is some doubt then you begin to lose your faith
所以一个传道的责任不是在一辈子带着这些弟兄姐妹
So therefore the responsibility of a preacher is not to lead the flock all his life
世界上有61个人口要带
Because in this world there's 61 billions of souls out there to guide
我们这里有200个人
And over here we have 200 people
应该短时间就带给神了
And that within a short time, you should bring them all to God.
然后再去带别人。
And then to go out and bring more souls.
让弟兄姐妹能够跟神亲嘴。
So that the brothers and sisters within the Lord can kiss God themselves.
因为如果我们跟神亲嘴了。
Because if we have kissed God ourselves.
那个爱情必定是比酒更美的。
Then that kind of deep love is more beautiful than wine.
所以神告诉米甸。
So therefore, God told Miriam here.
没有错，你们讲的是信息，没有错，信息是一样的。
It is very true that you said that he made himself known in vision and dreams.
你们以为说我跟你们讲话是跟摩西讲的内容是一样的。
Because you think that the messages that I gave you is the same as that I gave to Moses.
但是我告诉你，这太不同了。
But I tell you that is a great difference.
摩西，我深爱他。
Because I deeply love Moses.
所以我要跟他面对面，嘴对嘴说话。
So therefore, I speak with him face to face and mouth to mouth.
让他亲耳听见，让他亲眼看见。
So that he can see me by his eyes and hear me by his ears.
所以这样的人，你要叫他离开神的道，几乎不可能。
So therefore, if you want this person to depart away from the truth of God, it is impossible.
所以你看到最后，神不让摩西进迦南地。
So you find that in the end, God did not allow Moses to go into the land of Canaan.
但是摩西呢，他继续来带领以色列百姓。
But still Moses, he continued to guide the Israelites.
这是一个很不得了的事情。
And that indeed is a miraculous.
你想看，在摩西，他怎么还有力量继续走下去
？If you think about it, how can Moses have the strength to continue on?
神已经不给他进去了。
Because God did not want him to enter the land of Canaan.
但是他继续的来服侍神。
But yet he continued his service.
你看，在二十章哈。
If you look at chapter 20.
二十章是米甸死掉了。
In chapter 20, Miriam is dead.
摩西亚伦不能进。迦南地了。
And Moses and Aaron could not enter the land of Canaan.
接着亚伦也死了。
And then later Aaron is dead.
剩下摩西。
And only Moses was left.
摩西知道他不能进迦南地。
Moses knew that he could not enter Canaan.
但是你看有火蛇跟铜蛇的这个例子哈。
But yet, if you see the example,
有那火蛇跟铜蛇啊，有蛇。
Of the serpent.
然后在二十一节哈。
And also verse
二十一节以下。
Verse 21 on.
他们击败这个亚摩利巴桑。两个王哦、
and that they worship the kings, the two kings of Moab,
还有巴兰先知
and also Balaam the prophet,
还有他们以后所发生的种种的事情、哦、
and all the things that happened later,
在二十五节，他们二十五章他们在实庭所犯的罪
and also in verse, and also in chapter 25, the sins that they committed in Shittim,
其实后面有很多的事情是摩西自己一个人带领的。
So you find that in fact a lot of the things at the end was led by Moses.
摩西为什么要带？
Why did Moses still continue to lead the
people? 你可以说神已经不要他了。
You can say that God didn't want him anymore.
他为神服侍了四十年。
That he has served God 40 years.
神根本就不记这个账。
God does not remember it at all.
一个错误，你不能进迦南地。
Just one mistake, you cannot enter into Canaan.
你会想说神那不要，神不爱我吧？
Then do you think that? Then would he think that God does not love me anymore?
但是摩西从来没有怀疑过。
But Moses never doubted this.
你不让我进去没有关系。
You don't let me go into a canon, it's okay.
我一定将这个工作做完。
I will still continue my service.
因为我不相信你不爱我的。
Because I do not believe that you do not love me.
我绝对不会相信的。
I will not believe.
因为他曾经被神亲过嘴。
Because he was kissed by God before.
没有任何东西能够让他跟神远离。
There's nothing that will depart him or tear him away from God.
包括神没有成就他的应许。
Including the fact that God did not grant him his wish. So therefore, the book of Hebrews related to all these people. It seems that God had fallen short of these people. But they never depart away from God. They have nothing. And all their lives is marked with tribulations. But that's how they complete their lives. Because they know that God will not lie to them. And they know that God loved them very much. So therefore, why is it that today we cannot stand firm in the truth?
为什么我们每天感觉到说要爱神有很大的一种艰难？
And why is it that every day we find it so hard to love Jesus?
我想因为我们没有被神亲过。
I feel that because we have not been kissed by Jesus before.
没有被神面对面亲过。
And you have not been kissed by God face to face before.
没有一个道理是你感动里面得来的。
And there is no such truth where you are being touched from deep within.
都是别人一节一节告诉你的。
And that it was through others or through a third party that related to you verse by verse.
当然我们这带的人也是有他的错误了。
Then perhaps someone who's guiding you is at fault.
我们一直抓手一直抓着不放开你们。
Because we keep clinging onto you and do not let you go.
带了你们一生。
And that we cling onto you and lead you the whole
life. 我带你们去找神。
I bring you to see God.
走了半天，等到你离开世界，还没找到神。
And I bring you to see God for the whole entire time. And when you are ready to die, you still haven't seen God yet.
你只是听过有神。
Because you only heard about God.
你没有见过神。
You have not seen God.
所以困难一到，你第一个怀疑的就是神了。
So when you are met with problems, the first one you are in doubt is God.
所以你看神跟摩西面对面说话。
So therefore, here you see how God spoke to Moses face to face.
我们说神跟摩西在西乃山上讲话四十昼夜。
And we say that God spoke to Moses for 40 days and night on the mountain Sinai.
我相信不是神呱呱呱呱呱一直讲摩西一直听了。
And I do not believe that God was talking all the time and Moses was listening all the time.
其实到最后是一种心灵的一种契合。
Because towards the end, it was just a communication that is silent through heart.
整个言语都不再重要。
That it will no longer our words important.
是你稍微一看就懂了。
Because you just need to look at it and you know.
所以他在四十昼夜里面享受神的灵跟他的灵的一种相通。
Because through that 40 days and 40 nights, it was a very deep spiritual communion between Moses and God.
一对夫妻亲嘴。
And when a husband and wife kisses,
他们在亲嘴不会讲话的。
Of course, they will not say anything when they kiss.
现在什么事情都有可能，说不定现在的人比较会，我是不会的。 边亲嘴边说我爱你。
Perhaps it's possible to kiss and say I love you at the same time.
其实你看那个恋人哈。
But in fact, when you look at a pair of lovers,
刚见面的时候话很多，呱呱呱呱呱。
At first, when they meet each other, they have a lot to say.
逐渐的话越来越少。
But in the end, the words become less and less.
到最后已经不需要言语了。
And in the end, words are no longer.
不需要言语，但是你在他们身边，你感受到他们是爱情很大。
But when you are in their presence, you feel that their love, the bond is very strong.
所以有些夫妻你一看你就会感动了。
So sometimes when you look at a husband and wife, you'll be very touched.
那有些是讲很多话，想要掩饰他们之间的这种不良的感情，你一听就知道说不可能，是骗人的。
And sometimes you find that a husband and wife, they try to Especially today when the Holy Spirit is dwelling in your heart. At that time, Moses did not have this great blessing yet. Because Christ was not yet glorified. So in fact, today we are speaking to God face to face every day. So therefore, Jesus told the disciples that the Holy Spirit is in you and I am in you. But yet our face never
shine.
And Moses spoke for 40 days and 40 nights and his face
shined. And
if you look at Jesus when he was on the mountain of transfiguration, even his garment was
shining.
Because within his heart flowed this abundant
life.
Because the word and the strength of God continued to gush forth from his heart. Because God is kissing him. And his breath comes from God. Therefore, he's able to manifest the whole image of God very clearly. Therefore, indeed, it is true that it is beautiful for us to listen to sermon during services. But all these messages are given to you by a third party. Don't take that as something satisfied. But rather seek to kiss God on the lips. In your daily lives, touch God personally. In fact, a lot of times, you just need to sit back and think you will be able to touch God. And in fact, you just need to look at a flower and you can see God.
保罗说：“从创造之物，你就能够明白神的神性。”
And Paul says that from the entire creation, you can know the essence of God.
不需要圣灵呢。
You don't need the Holy Spirit.
这个人不需要得圣灵呢。
This person need not receive the Holy Spirit.
他只要看创造之物，他就应该明白神的神性。
That as long as he can see the created universe, he can see God.
我们人今天都没有这样的心情去看。
But yet today, none of us have this mood to see the nature or the creation.
我们今天生活就是不断的接受信息，不断地接受信息。
Because every day we are bombarded by all kinds of information and all kinds of messages.
我们完全没有自己去思想它。
There is no room for any meditation or any filtering of thoughts.
读圣经也是一样。
In reading the Bible is the same.
规定自己一天要念三章。
That you tell yourself you must read 3 chapters every day.
到底有什么意义？
What meaning is there?
你倒不如念一节。
Why don't you just read one verse?
那一节你慢慢去念它。
And you just read that verse slowly and savor it.
看你能够摸到什么东西。
And see whether you can find anything from it.
其实有很多东西你可以摸到的。
In fact, there's a lot of times you can touch it.
一节圣经节可以让你想很多的事情。
That one simple Bible verse can let you meditate for a long time.
比如说起初神创造天地。
For example, in the beginning, God created the universe.
这句话这么重要的一句话。
And that is such a very powerful verse.
是圣经里面第一个信息。
That is the first message that the Bible tells you.
起初神创造天地。
That in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
其实整个圣经的发展就是要解释这个。
And in fact, the whole story of the Bible is to explain that point.
那你还怕什么？
So what are you afraid of?
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
你有什么好惧怕的？
What is there for you to fear?
这整个东西你可以想很多。
So just from this one verse, you can think about it deeply.
如果你自己去摸到它，
If you were to touch it yourself,
你会到时候你的整个生命跳起来。
You'll find that your whole life were to be enlivened.
就像玛利亚去跟伊丽莎白问安的时候。
And just like when Mary went to greet Elizabeth, it was the same.
伊丽莎白里面的约翰啊，跳起来了。
That the baby John in the womb of Elizabeth was leaping with joy.
他虽然不懂事。
Even though it was still a baby.
但这个灵的气和让他心里跳起来。
But yet because of the breath of the Spirit, the baby was leaping with joy in his womb.
只要心跳起来，你就肉体就会逐渐的得到释放。
Because as long as your heart leap, the whole body will find release.
尤其你不断的让他感动。
Especially you're being touched all the time.
所以我说我服侍神里面啊，就是雅歌让我很感动。
So that's why I want to share with you that throughout my service for God, this book, The Song of Songs, has touched me very deeply.
雅歌，你叫我讲雅歌，我可以不要用任何讲义。
Because if you ask me to teach the book of Song of Songs, I do not need any reference material.
因为这在讲我自己的故事一样。
I do not give you any handouts because it's like speaking my own story.
就是在这当中，我觉得这每个字都跳起来。
Because in that whole time, I feel that all the words are leaping out of the Bible to me.
那种喜乐哈，常常会让我很悲伤。
And that kind of joy often bring me great sorrow.
悲伤是什么？现在抓不到它。
Why is it I'm sorrowful? Because I cannot grab hold of him.Right now.
或是很久没有这样的体验。
Or perhaps I have not experienced him in a very long time.
但是因为有这个体验，让我知道说神不会骗我的。
But because of that experience, I know that God will not lie to me.
这个东西一定存在的。
That this thing really exists.
因为当我在看，我知道这是个事实啊。
Because when I'm reading it, I know that it is a fact, a
reality. 所以我每次讲雅各，我都有一个很深的感动。
So every time when I'm teaching this book, I always am deeply touched.
其实讲道理也很简单的。
In fact, teaching the truth is very simple.
讲道理你要让人家怎么听得懂。
How do you let others understand what you're teaching?
你看那老太婆她怎么见证就好了。
And if you look at an elderly lady and see how she testified,
为什么他们见证这么多人感动？
Why is it that many are touched by their testimonies?
她也不要写讲稿。
They do not need to write a draft.
所以其实如果一篇道理，你自己被感动了。
Because in fact, if you are touched yourself by a piece of sermon,
那这篇道理你用念的，会众都会感动的。
That even if you were to read this sermon, the people will be touched.
因为这个没有什么神奇。
Because there is no miracle within
this. 这感动是神的。
Because this movement or this touch is from God.
能够感动你，一定能够感动别人。
Because what can touch you will also touch others.
所以你只要讲你所感动的东西，就是一篇道理了。
So as long as you share with something that you are being touched, then there's a sermon right away, material.
所以我们很希望我们今天能够重新的祈求。
So I hope that all of us can start from the beginning and to pray once more.
这些信息我都知道了，主，我都知道了。
That all these messages, all these theories of the Bible, I know.
但主啊，请你让我能够亲自的听见。
But Lord, I pray that you allow me to personally hear your voice.
求你亲我。
And Lord, please kiss me by your mouth.
让我能够跳动。
So that my heart will flutter.
当你听到你不会跳动的。
When you hear the voice of God, you will definitely be touched.
像我今天收到一封信，说一个我的一个很好的朋友，一个教会的同龄的家人去世。
And just like today, I received a letter that one of the family member of a church member passed away.
我知道，这事我知道了。
And I know.
你说我很伤心吗？
Do you think that I'm very sad?
我抓不到这种感觉。我抓不到这种感觉。
I cannot hold on to this kind of feeling.
我有点替他难过。
I feel kind of sad.
我写完信跟他说我很难过。
And I wrote a letter and said I'm very sad.
但是我知道，当我见到他的时候。
But I know that when I see the member in person.
那感觉会不一样。
That kind of feeling will be very different.
我曾经带过一个人哈。
And before I guide a person.
我知道他们两个很要好。
And I know that they are very they are on good terms.
但是他们两个分得很远。
But they are in separated far away.
一个在差不多三十几岁就离开世界了。
And one left the world in the 30s.
过了超十几年哈。
After 10 some years.
另外一个朋友来到他去世的地方。
And another friend of them came to the place when he died.
他已经知道十几年了，知道他的朋友去世十几年了。
You already knew that the friend passed away 10 some years.
他叫我说，你能不能带我去找他的坟墓？
And then he told me, can you bring me to the graveyard?
我就带他去吧。
And so I brought him to the tomb.
但是找不到。
But I couldn't find it.
那个一直找，一直找，一直找，一直找。
And so I look around.
他没有找到。
And I couldn't find it.
但是他走到我面前的时候。
And then when he walked towards me.
我知道他哭得很伤心。
He was crying very bitterly.
其实已经十几年的事情了。
It was already 10 some years.
为什么他还这么伤心？
And why is he still so sad?
他以前有没有这么伤心过？我不知道。
I don't know whether he was this sad before.
但是他来到他所爱的朋友的坟墓的附近。
But because he came to the friend that he loves and the graveyard,
那种感觉完全不同。
That kind of feeling totally is different.
其实我们如果跟神也是一样，你越靠近神，那感觉不一样。
In the same way, as you draw closer to God, the feeling is very different.
只要你经历过，你就不会离开。
Because as long as you experienced it, you will not depart.
因为它比酒更美。
Because it's more beautiful than wine.
所以圣经里面哦，其实神他真的很爱我们。
So therefore, from the Bible, we can understand that indeed God loves us deeply.
神一直想要我们能够品尝他言语的这种甘甜。
Because God, He wanted us to taste the goodness of His words.
圣经常常记载说，神的话能够苏醒我的心。
Because the Bible often says that the word of God can renew my heart.
神的话像蜜一样的甘甜。
And that the word of God is sweeter than honey.
对你是什么？
And what is it to you?
是一个理论吗？
Is it just a theory?
还是说你知道这个能力？
Oh, you know that there is such a power.
但是你有没有这种感觉过？
But have you had such a feeling before?
感觉到说这个真是苏醒你的心啊。
That indeed the word of God refreshes your heart.
比那音乐比那美术都能够苏醒你的心。
That it refreshes your heart much more than any music or art can do for you.
当你细细地咀嚼它。
That when you savor it and taste it slowly.
它比蜜更甜。
That it is far sweeter than honey.
你一定可以的。
That indeed you will thirst after it.
你今晚上回去这么做。
And if you were to do it tonight,
你就拿一节念懂的圣经来念。
Just read one verse that you're very familiar with.
你就慢慢的念。
You just read it slowly.
慢慢的去想。
And just think about it slowly.
你慢慢去体验说神为什么讲这句话。
And just think about why God say this verse.
你一定会突然之间被神倾倒。
And that suddenly you'll be kissed by God.
所以神为了要让我们能够更加的明白他的话语。
So therefore, in order for God to let us understand His word further,
在旧约时期，我们看神常常叫先知吃下书卷。
And in the Old Testament, we find that God often asks His prophet to eat up the scrolls.
为什么要叫他们吃下去？
Why did God ask the prophets to eat up the entire scrolls?
你不是看就会传了吗？
Can't you just read it and just to spread it?
你看就可以传警告了。
You can just read the scrolls and spread the gospel.
为什么一定要吃下去？
Why do you want to eat it?
因为你必须要被神亲过。
Because you must be kissed by God.
所以你吃以后，你内心会发火。
Because once you eat of the scrolls, your heart will be set on fire.
你会情不自禁的就讲了。
Because then out of control, you will definitely spread the gospel.
这个东西已经没有人能够阻挡你了。
Because no one can stop you anymore.
所以神的话真的是一种食物。
So therefore, the word of God is a kind of food.
能够跟我们的嘴接近的。
And that it can draw close to our mouth.
道成了肉身来到世上。
That the word become flesh and came to this world.
神的话成了肉身来到世上。
The word of God became flesh and came to this world.
所以耶稣基督不是我们这个人。
So therefore, Jesus Christ is not just a person.
他是神的道。
He is the word of God.
他是真理，他是恩典。
He is the truth, he is the grace.
他在离开这个世界的时候
that before he left this world,
他将他这个身体打破了
that he break up his body,
他说这是我的身体
he said that this is my body,
你们拿去吃
eat it,
拿去吃
eat it,
吃了以后你们会有复活的盼望
that after you eat it, you will have the hope of resurrection,
你吃了以后我会在你们里面
that after you eat it, I will be in you,
其实都是一连贯下来的
in fact, all this came as a whole pattern,
因为神是多么的想要亲我们
Because God desired to kiss us deeply.
但是问题是我们到底配不配神来亲我们
But yet, the question lies in whether we are worthy for God to kiss.
米利安跟亚伦不配。
Miriam and Aaron, they are not worthy.
他们知道信息，但是他们没有这感动。
They know the messages, but they were not touched.
摩西在我全家是敬重的。
But yet, God says that Moses is the most faithful servant in my whole house.
所以我要面对面跟他说话，嘴对嘴跟他说话。
And that is why I need to I'll talk to him face to face and mouth to mouth.
所以你看，当神向以赛亚先知显现。
So therefore, when God appeared himself to Isaiah,
神想要亲他。
God wanted to kiss him.
以赛亚后退了一步啊。
That Isaiah took a step back.
他糟糕了。
He said,
我死了。
He said, "Woe am I! I'm undone."
因为我是嘴唇不洁的。
Because I am a man of unclean lips.
所以我没有办法让神来亲我。
So I cannot let God kiss me.
你试试看，你那嘴巴都脏脏的，你小孩子都不给你，都不让你亲了。
And just try it. If your lips were dirty, even the kids will not let you kiss them.
所以你如果不洁净自己，神怎么能够亲你
？So if you do not cleanse yourself or sanctify yourself, how can God come to kiss you?
有个脏。长辈啊，他告诉我一个故事。
There's an elder who told me this story.
十几年前的故事。
It's a story of ten some years ago.
他说有一个基督徒在山上里面遇到一只老虎。
Say that there's a Christian who saw a tiger in the mountains.
那个老虎要吃他。
that this tiger wanted to eat him up.
他说你不要吃我，我是基督徒。
He said, "Don't eat me. I'm a Christian."
好吧，那老虎就不吃。他说啊，你基督徒就不吃了。
The tiger said, "Okay, you're a Christian. I won't eat you up."
他就闻啊，全身上下闻一闻，看有没有基督的香味。
And then, so the tiger smelled him from up to town and to see whether he has the fragrance of Christ.
最后他就将他吃掉了。
And so in the end, the tiger still ate him up.
只有一个地方没有吃。
Only one place that he did not eat.
嘴唇。
The mouth.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个人天天讲哈利路亚，感谢主。
Because this person keeps saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord every day.
除了这个以外，全部吃掉。
So other than the lips, the tiger did not eat that part.
所以接下来你到天国，看到这嘴唇在那边回。
So this person, the lips.
将来你们到天国啊。
So in the future when you go to heaven.
你们看到很多嘴唇在那里飞。
You only see some lips flying around.
我们今天就是跟这个嘴唇只会讲而已。
Because today our lips is the same. We only know how to say it in such a superficial way.
全身没有一个地方是基督徒。
There's no place in our whole body that is Christian except.
除了这个嘴唇。
The lips.
最脏的地方。
The most unclean lips.
所以你如果不洁净自己。
So if you do not clean yourself.
神怎么亲你？
How can God kiss you?
你怎么能够跟神建立那美好的关系呢？
And how can you establish this close relationship with God?
所以你看雅各他得到这么大的启示。
So therefore, if you look at the Song of Songs, it's such a great
revelation. 第一个怎么说呢？
And what did he say?
主啊，愿你跟我亲嘴。
The Lord, kiss me with your mouth.
因为你的爱情比酒更美。
Because your love is better than wine.
所以神就深深地亲了他。
And so therefore God kissed him deeply.
他将神整个那种启示都写下来了。
And that he wrote down all the revelation of God.
好，我们就在这里结束。
And so we'll conclude our class tonight.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's all pray together.
在祷告之前。